Praise the Lord. I never felt I introduced myself in proper way to you. I have been doing all kinds of crazy things with you. So, okay, my name is Andrew Cho. I'm serving in Columbus, spending a lot of time at OSU, Ohio State University. I moved this area about 2 years ago. So still, I'm new one to the Midwest. So I'm still learning and learning. Last winter was a little bit easier than first winter. So for one time, I was coming back from campus back home. It took about 20 minutes, but the snowstorm came. It took 3.5 hours to go home. My wife called me many, many times. Question is, where are you now? At a certain point, I told her, I don't know where I am. One thing I know is I see snow everywhere. So anyway, I'm so thankful to the Lord, for Lord did something very marvelous thing. We could have such a first Midwest college training in Fairborn, Ohio. I was a man of a little faith when I served. Different college training, especially West Coast. I didn't think about it, even I didn't dream one day we would have this training right here. But Lord has a bigger plan, more than what I could think and dream. So here we are. We went through the wonderful week. Did you have a good training so far? Anybody can raise your hand if you didn't enjoy training? Okay, good. That means everybody enjoyed, right? I believe all of you really enjoy training. I myself thoroughly enjoy serving with you, struggling with you, pushing you, forcing you to memorize. But I really like to give a personal appreciation to you all there. Your cooperation has been meaning a lot to all of us. Without your cooperation, I don't think we could enjoy training this much. So praise the Lord for the body. Amen. When body working together, cooperating together, there is always a blessing. So your experience this week becomes your continual reminder. That is, whenever you are one with the body, whenever you're pursuing the Lord together with the fellow brothers and sisters in the body, you are in the right position where you can receive abundance of the Lord's blessing. Do you feel blessed by the Lord? I think I feel very much blessed by the Lord. So anyway, tonight, we'd like to cover last message of evening line. Without tonight's fellowship, we don't feel we got to ultimate conclusion, even goal of God's eternal economy. So we have to have a fellowship tonight. So let's read the title together. Are you ready? Including Christ, our portion. Is Christ your portion?
Amen.
Sisters, what is your portion?
Christ.
Brothers?
Christ.
Still, spirit is not quite strong here. Okay, let's go back. Sisters, Christ is your portion?
Amen.
Brothers, Christ is your portion?
Amen.
Okay, good. Okay, let's read together. Christ, our portion, the experience of Christ in Colossians. Putting on the new man and the constitution on the new man. I really hope to remember this expression, new man. Without the knowing and without the seeing the new man, this training can never be over. We have to see, even this matter of a new man need to become a part of our vision. Even further, your life must be living for the vision of the new man. Yes, we really felt encouraged by seeing all the vision. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The peace of Christ arbitrating in your heart. Did you enjoy peace of Christ arbitrating in your heart? Especially when you're going through the test, I can tell a lot of students this afternoon, a lot of anxious, but at the same time, you're enjoying the peace of Christ arbitrating in your heart while you're going through the test. What about the setting your mind on the things which are above? Was it okay to live a life without internet for 1 week? I'm very proud of you. I'm serious. I'm very proud of you. You know, some of you might check, but it's okay. But most of you could prove to your fellow students that Christ is so precious enough that you don't need the internet. You don't need all those garbages. Christ is sufficient for you. When you enjoy Christ, you can testify that Christ is everything. You know how this generation going through so much suffering, even they don't realize how much they suffer from today's current and trend under Satan's deceptive work with so many things. But here we are, about 80, 100 saints coming here without internet, go to bed by 11 o'clock, getting up at 6:30, enjoying the Lord, pursuing the Lord. Do you feel anything lack in your life right now? I don't feel anything lack in my life except I miss my wife, my kids. So we'll see. I'll see them tomorrow. So not only we proclaim that Christ is everything, Christ is our portion, I believe your experience this week proved that Christ really means everything to you. Christ is your portion. And then now, after you go back, we pray for all of you. Release your portion of Christ to your friends. Your friends need the same Christ. You need a Christ. That's why Lord brought you here. The reason Lord brought you here, so that you enjoy Christ after you go back. You release the Christ you enjoy to your friends. Your friends need the Christ you enjoy. Christ becoming your portion must become the Christ, your friend's portion. That's God's desire. But for what? So now we like to read Roman number 1 together. Let's read together. The ultimate goal of God in his economy is to gain the new man, constituted the all-inclusive Christ, right into the corporate people. So now here expression, to gain the new man. This new man is not, you know, many people understand new man as each individual new self. Do you like to have a new self? You know, to me, it's all self is good enough, one self. I like to get rid of it as soon as possible. It's very tough. But do you like to have a new self? I don't think so. Here, new man is talking about corporate man. Christ as the head, and then constituted, built up believers as the body, head and body together and function, moving as a one person. That's what we call new man. Even more accurately, one new man. But this one new man is not human organization. One new man is constituted with all-inclusive Christ wrought into the corporate people. So now I like to... I know some of you, we promised we are not testing you anymore, but I changed my mind. I like to test you. Do you remember what the brother Bill Lawson shared first night? All-inclusive Christ typified by book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. From water all the way down to the iron. Do you remember? Whoever remember, raise your hand. It's okay. So anybody or any a few people stand up to proclaim all the items? You don't need the detail, just item like water and the wheat and those kind of things. Okay, okay. Max, this doesn't count. I want someone speaking out of your constitution. This is how make a new man, at least from your memory. You don't have to be complete. You just stand up to proclaim, okay? Okay, Aaron, go ahead. Go, Aaron, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, good.
Water brooks.
Okay, whether they are right or not, what do you say?
Amen.
Good, go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Water brooks,
amen.
Barley.
Amen.
Wheat.
Amen.
Vine.
Amen.
Figs.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Good enough. So please go back to the study a little bit. Okay. So here, we like to read A and B. Sisters A, brothers B. Okay, can we read A, sisters? Okay.
As the one in heaven, Christ is the head, and as those on earth, we are the body.
Amen. Brothers.
The new man is the corporate God-man, with Christ, the firstborn son, as the head and the believers, the many sons of God, as the body.
Amen. If you read the Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, I may read. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian and hard-born, Scythian, slave and free man, but Christ is all and in all. When we talk about the new man, simply speaking, we're talking about the corporate Christ. Head is Christ, body is Christ. So we are a part of the body. All the members must be Christ. In other words, if we have a right understanding one new man according to vision we see, there's no room for anything else. You know, I'm born in South Korea not too long ago. At least before you were born, I was born. So I came to this country in 1993. When I was in Korea, I'm obviously living as Korean, eating Korean food, speaking Korean language. Just I'm Korean, so no doubt I never paid attention to that until I came to this country. I realized Korean is a universal people on the earth, because that's the only place. I came to this country, I found out a lot of different people. And then I found out that a lot of differences between people. Tradition, language, food, habit, the manner of life, there are all kinds of different. So before I came to the church life, you know, always I tried to become one with somebody else who had different culture, different language. Soon I found it is extremely difficult. But I try a lot. You know, I met some friends, a lot of Texans, very kind, loving. But once you get into a certain point, it's so difficult to really be. We think different. You know, I cannot eat the beef as much as they eat, you know. Very different. But even after I came into church life, because I didn't have a clear vision about the one new man, some are still continuation of my trying to be one with the saints who have a different background. Many times, you know, I try to listen to them, even follow someone's culture so we can have a peaceful relationship. So in a sense, it was working for a while. But at the end, I realized that's not the way to really have a oneness. To have a oneness in the one new man is very simple. Everybody drop everything. We just hold on to the head who is Christ. This is the only way. So that's why Colossians chapter 3, 11 says, Christ is all and in all. So when you come to the church life, which is the life expressing the one new man, who should you look for? Who are you looking for? Are you gonna looking for some kind brothers and sisters? Yes, I mean, I don't want the rough brothers and sisters. But until you really settle down this matter in the church life, what you are looking for is basically Christ himself. Once you go beyond this, believe me, sooner or later, you will be disappointed. Because one new man, only thing available, only church, only the element, constitution, can be one new man is Christ himself. So Robert is a very kind person, at least less rough than I am, and that's for sure. But if I just depend on Robert's kind humanity, one day Robert will be disappointing me. I mean, I may disappoint him. There's no oneness. So in the one new man, brothers and sisters, we need to look for only Christ. So we enjoy all this marvelous speaking, four meetings a day, all this vision heading toward the one unique goal. That is the reason we enjoy this, the reason we pursue the Lord, so that on the earth there must be one new man. Amen. Expressing Christ alone. This is our goal. We don't have any other goal. Our unique goal in church in Fairborn, our unique goal in your campus, it is we want to gain the one new man on the earth. Amen. One new man is beyond ethics. One new man beyond his language. One new man beyond food. In one new man, there's only thing available is Christ. Christ alone. Christ and Christ alone. If you touch any member who know the vision of the body of Christ or see the one new man, Christ, and Christ, and Christ, and Christ. So if anybody asks, what did you enjoy last week? What would you say? Yeah, that's good. But that's not enough. You must answer this way. I enjoy Christ as my unique portion for the one new man. Okay, Sarah, what did you enjoy this week?
For one new man.
Amen. Stephen, what did you enjoy?
I enjoyed Christ.
Amen.
As my unique portion.
Amen.
For the one new man.
Amen. Okay. So now let's go to the Roman number 2. I have a couple of points. Okay. Let's read Roman number 2 together. Although the new man was already created in Christ, we still need to prune the new man. Okay, brothers A. Okay, stop there. Everybody underline it, not individually, but corporately. We really hope, brothers and sisters, don't enjoy, even don't consider while all you heard, message after message, fellowship after fellowship, only heading toward you as an individual. That's not right. That's not accurate. All the things you heard, all the vision you saw this week is everything heading toward what? Corporate body, one new man. You set your mind on the things which are above for one new man. Christ come as the peace of peace, arbitrating your heart for the one new man. And then God's word will be so rich, so dwelling in you so richly for the one new man. We have to be clear about this matter. It's not for just individual Christian. It's for corporate one new man. Okay, brothers, can you continue read? Where we are. Okay, sisters B. Okay. Members of Christ living in his body. Let's remember that the more we enjoy Christ, according to what Brother Benjamin shared, the more you will become body conscious. What an anointing word. What a clear expression. The more we enjoy the Lord, because Christ we enjoy is the head. Don't you think head always lead us to fellow members? That is the most logical thing. Head help us to really know the body, full of consciousness of the body. So here, as you say, that as members of Christ, we are living in his body. So saints, this matter of body life is where tests come. You know, Brother Ravi emphasized yesterday, what are the six, the Christ as alive is six aspects. Number one, second, third, and then? All this experience coming in the context of vision of a one new man. Many times tests come in the church life. Why? If the Lord cannot get through with our individualistic, independent self, natural life, there is no one new man on the earth. He is not looking for stallion, bride, brother, and sister in an individual way. He's looking for corporate built-up body. So because of that, sometimes there is an environment under God's sovereign arrangement which will test us. Test us about how much we really see the body. If we don't live a body life, we don't have to struggle through. We just like that. But because we are here for the one new man, we are willing to go through it. You know, and let me ask, earlier I fellowship with some sisters there. Is a church life always a paradise to you? Brother Ravi always enjoys church life. That's why he doesn't have that much white hair yet. Is really church life always enjoyable to you? You wake up, you go to the meeting, and you feel so encouraged to see the saints, all the saints, that I don't need anything except the church life. How many times you said it like that? Sometimes you did, right? If you didn't say anything, that means after the meeting, I ask you to fellow with the rabbi a little bit to really see the church life. But you did enjoy church life, but not all the time. Sometimes some member offend you, and you offend some members. There are a lot of difficulty, differences, self, a kind of, you know, grinding one another. Why? Why do you think we need to go through that? Particularly according to the light in the book of Colossians, I was so touched that I need to be delivered from my individualism. Especially, after I came to this country, one thing I couldn't understand, I'm still trying to understand, is this word privacy. Once the word privacy comes, it seems like nobody are not supposed to anything, just respect. Is it right? You know, when I was in third world country, sometimes, you know, some people, whether I have a privacy, you know, some people say, I don't care whether you have privacy or not, I like to tell you kind of thing. But in this country, this whole matter of respecting each individual self is very strong. I mean, I kind of enjoy, I start to enjoy more and more. I got nobody bother me kind of thing. But you know what? This culture of this culture has been biggest hindrance to the one new man realized on the earth. Let me ask you, I'm in a very sincere way, how many times you really open, I mean, certain matter you should not open to anybody. You need to cover, proper covering. You need older spiritual fathers in the church life. You cannot open to anything. But certain matters you can open so the fellow members can stand with you in prayer and fellowship. But how many, you don't need to raise your hand, how many times did you really practice last school year? Some came out, you know you're having a hard time. Did you really rush to the saint, you know, or you're really open to the saint? Most of the time I found out that until that matter become so humongous, now you cannot bear anymore and then try to be open. But I always wish that some brothers, sisters, if we are in the body life, especially if we are fellow members in the one new man, opening to one another, fellowship one another, and letting one another's real situation, my a little bit individual situation, yet I need some saints' help. It must be common daily practice, you know. But I myself practicing very secret individual until really it became heavy, and then we open. You know, I don't mean the reckless we open one another, but this whole matter of a private life, individual life, there are all kinds of worries, a secret life, life of privacy, all good word, but there is not much experience of a one human life on the earth. Not much experience corporate living, not much experience overcoming differences based on ethnic and over, and many different things. So we enjoy Christ. How was your afternoon time, Tuesday and three? Was it very good time? I saw a lot of brothers and sisters, Tuesday and three, coming together. What a releasing time. No, now you don't need to bear all things by yourself anymore. You are having a hard time in your campus? Open. Other saints, they stand with you. They pray with you. Lord will answer our prayer. This must be our normal living. One big hindrance is this whole matter of individualistic, independent lifestyle. But let's overcome. How we overcome? By enjoying Christ as our portion. So we can have a corporate living. So in this whole this aspect, they will share much more. I have a couple of burdens I just like to convey. That is I just read it. In order to put on the new man in experience where we need to take Christ as our person. Okay, if Christ is the head and we are the body composing one new man, who is a person in this one new man? Nobody know, okay? Who is a person in this one new man?
Christ.
She says, who is a person in the one new man?
Christ.
Okay. Yes, Christ is a person. So I mean, this is very simple, right? Christ is a person. But let me ask you, do you really take a Christ as your person? Now, you're kind of... Or you yourself may be still the person. If you really see God's ultimate goal on the earth, according to his eternal economy, is one new man. If you really believe, if you see this vision in the book of Colossians, very simple, Christ must be a unique person. In one entity, you cannot have two persons. That's how somebody have a problem to go see a doctor, because two persons going within. There must be only one person. Am I right? Do you like? Okay, forget about Christian life. Okay, you, Brother David Chow, born with the two persons within him. It sounds very scary, isn't it? It must be one person. Normal situation, one person. So let me repeat again. There is one new man. Christ is the head, and all believers composing the body, and then head and body become one new man. Okay, everything. Are you following my thought? And then, how many persons should be?
One.
Who is it?
Christ.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. But the question is, why is it so hard to take Christ as a unique person? So, why? Because another person is still living in this context. Ourself is still there. So if we really want to take Christ as a unique person, our own self need to go. So let's read two together. The old man must be put off. Then we must live by our new person. Our old man must be put off, and we must live by our new person. And the three I read, when we live by taking Christ as our person, especially in making decisions, our living will be the living of the new man. So here is a very important practical point to come out. This whole matter of decision making. making decision. We enjoy Christ. We are in the church life. We start to see the vision of the one new man. But I do know your condition. I do know my own situation. Whenever we come down to the matter of process of a decision making, who usually make a decision? Most likely ourselves. That means we are still not living in the vision of the one new man. Why? Because we consider ourselves as a still person. We make a decision. Whether this is not the matter of a good decision and bad decision. You may make a really good decision. You know, it's a kind of funny story. One time, I'm not exposing anybody, but it's a real experience. I went home. My wife was waiting for me. So since I hope my wife never listened to this tape. So she said, honey, I found a very good chair in the Craigslist. Oh, how much is it? It's supposed to be $178, but he need to move out very soon. So it's $20. But we were looking for that kind of chair. So my response was, oh, that was a very good deal. So she and I agreed, we bought it. And then a few days later, I'm enjoying that chair. Morning revival time now. Sometimes whenever tired, I'm leaning down in this way. I'm enjoying the chair. But a few days later, my wife and I, we sit down to talk there. Seems like we make all kinds of decisions by ourselves, according to what we like. Oh, good deal, we make a decision. This is convenient, we make a decision. But please, brothers and sisters, we got so exposed, even in buying the chair. Isn't it a good deal, $20? It's supposed to be $178. Sister, what do you think? Are you going to buy it? It seems a very, very, not that important, very trivial matter. But brothers and sisters, remember that whenever we don't take Christ as a unique person, there's no one new man right there. We may have a good deal in buying the chair. There's no, right in reality, right at the moment, no one new man is existing. One new man is based on the what kind of person we take in our daily living. I know many times we only consider Christ in big decisions, but actually a lot of in our daily living. The book of Colossians, according to all this, you are familiar with the content, it is, Lord want to see the one new man in our daily living, which means it has a lot to do who is person in decision making. So brothers and sisters, you may think, oh, that's not that important. You can buy it. But Lord wants to gain us. Even in this regard, we learn to take Christ as our person. When we take Christ as our person, even in decision, in making in this kind of decision, you know what? Christ gained the ground. And then we are practicing one new man in a real way in our daily living. This is a kind of, I have a burden tonight. It's a very simple one burden, but I really like the making decision in Christ. Christ must be our unique person. Even helping others, we always turn to Christ. Lord, be my person. I don't want to take over your portion. You should be my portion. I need to take Christ as my portion in taking care of my children. I just don't want to become good dad to my children, yet all my children see is a good dad, but no Christ in it. That means I am not according to the vision of one new man. If you are good brothers and sisters in the church, yet if you don't take Christ as a person, you may be good brothers, you may not be the person who living out on the earth concerning the one new man. Why? One human has only must be one person. Do you want to see one human? Or in the one human, all the visions, all the truths you saw this week really manifested? Aaron, do you want that? I ask you, take Christ as your person. Especially young brothers and sisters, if you don't know how to take Christ as your person, ask all the brothers and sisters. They must have more experience than you are. I mean, they are not perfect, but, you know, it's good to ask, pursue the fellowship. Brother Abby, how can I take a Christ as my person? Sometimes I'm confused. Fellowship and prayer together, you learn. So I repeat that. How do you pay the young brothers need to, young brothers and sisters need to pay the price? By what? 2 nights ago, I told you. This is in the book, How to Be Useful to the Law. Brother Lee mentioned he has so much burden this matter of, about being useful, but he mentioned very clear, in order for us to be useful to the Lord, we need to learn to pay the price. And everybody, wow, how to pay the price? Give up everything, stop schooling. But he said, calm down. The way to pay the price is young one need to pay the price by learning from older ones. And then he turned around and said, older ones need to learn to pay the price by rendering help to the young one. This is a beautiful church life. So brother, sister, if you're really not clear how to take Christ as person, why don't we learn from older brothers and sisters in the church life? We really mean it, brothers and sisters. Unless, until we take Christ as a unique person, even though we might enjoy so truth and knowledge in the book of Colossians, God's goal of his eternal economy on the earth never be fulfilled. We need to keep moving, keep pursuing. Lord, I want to learn how to take Christ as a unique person. Lord, shine in me whenever I take myself as the person, shine in me so that I can stop. So I can turn to you so I can take you as a unique portion. This is a very, very important point. So when you take Christ as a, one person, when Brother Dave take Christ as one person, when we come together, you know what? There is no difference. No barbarian, no Chinese, no Korean. What is it? Christ is all and Christ is in all. And then when Christ is all and Christ is in all, you know what? God see on the earth, God see. There is one body. I am has the head in the heaven, and the body, one person, one living, and one expression. Amen. This is God's ultimate call, a goal according to his eternal economy. Amen. Young brothers and sisters, you need to have this kind of a goal. We got saved, we got called, even you came to Fairburn for first Midwest college training for this purpose. Purpose of expressing one new man on the earth. But all this thing, vision, what we enjoy, has a lot to do with your daily living practice. What is whether you take Christ as a person or not. Especially when you make a decision. So why don't we practice this matter when you are young? When you are young, you can make a lot of mistakes. When Brother Robbie make a mistake, everybody know about it, and then it's very difficult to reverse back. But when you make this mistake, I turn around that if with a student, when Aaron make a mistake in the farewell, all Mike's fault because he doesn't shepherd him very well, kind of. So I can blame on Mike. This is a church life's wonderful place. This is the place you can practice, you can learn, and you eventually, whenever you make any decision, oh. Feel the Christ as leading me. You learn to stop. Many people say, hey, are you crazy? This is a good deal. Go ahead to buy $20 only. But you may say, I don't sense Christ is going with me. I just want to stop. And then people marvel at you. Who is this person? He's not special, but he is special because Christ is being expressed when we take Christ as a unique person. You live this way, I live this way. And Brother Floyd living there in Ann Arbor, we don't need to try to be one. We're already in one spirit and one heart because we take the same person. Our looks a little bit different. He's much older than I am, but he's a little older than I am. But we come together, we have only same expression. You know what we call? Called one new man on the earth. I hope my burden is conveyed to you. Ask yourself, good to ask, Lord, am I taking you as my person? If you don't have confidence, regardless how good it is, stop there. And then after you start, if you feel you know Christ as a person, you can go ahead. If you really don't have confidence or you don't sense that Christ is with me, it's okay. You don't have to do it. You can fellowship. So that's how we learn to take Christ. In this regard, brothers and sisters, let's learn together. I like to learn. When next time Craigslist comes, $1,200 chair, $15, this, I hope Lord's mercy, Lord, do you want to buy? Most of he will say no. Yes, Lord, I'm not gonna buy. Praise the Lord, amen. Okay, let's read the D together. To put on the new man in a practical way, we need to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. The name, continue, and the Lord's position in the Spirit. To do things in the name of the Lord, to act in the Spirit. The name is person. This person is the Spirit. As our brother David, the shepherd this morning, this is all inclusive. When we touch and living by all inclusive Spirit, we are experiencing all inclusive Christ. So especially recent, you know, some brothers and sisters, I found out that, you know, calling upon the name of the Lord is not a ritual thing. It's a very healthy practice. It really helps you to contact the Spirit. When you get up, Lord Jesus, I love you. And then when you go throughout the day without the bothering people around you, you can deeply within exercise your spirit. Lord Jesus, be with me. Lord Jesus, go with me. Lord Jesus, shepherd me. Lord Jesus, encourage me. If you really build up this way, because the name denotes person. You know, don't despise the practice of calling upon. Of course, we are not talking about just our ritual practice. He's real. Since he's real, if we call on his name, he becomes real to us. Never despise this practice. You try. Sometimes if no one is around you, right? I mean, the experience, right? Sometimes brothers going into the car, you feel really down, you're discouraged. Get into the car, and then with the brothers, you don't know how to pray to the Lord, but you know the person, the name of Jesus, you just call aloud. Didn't you have some experience? And many times you got released, even you got delivered from all kinds of bondages. Let's recover this healthy practice to lead us to contacting of a living person of Christ. So how about brothers stand up to call upon three times, how about to see?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay, sisters, five times.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Everybody, three times together.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord Jesus!
Okay? In a very practical thing, it's a practice. When you are not sure about many things in your daily living, what to do in the Lord, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord before you try to do anything. Even sometimes artificially try to pray. Sometimes I would rather encourage you to call on his name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. And many times it really helped me to calm down my soul. Once I calm down my soul and call upon the name of the Lord, I somehow recover some sweetness within. And then I look at the situation, I can see through the situation much more clearly. But don't, instead of trying to control yourself, the name of the Lord is always available. The name is the person is the spirit. When you call your spirit and the spirit is contacting one another, there must be the experience of a drawing water, which will be moment by moment salvation. For your go on, so you will make a decision. By taking Christ as a unique person, God said, I'm satisfied with these young people. Why? Through them, I can show the whole universe there is one new man on the earth. They are overcoming ethnic difference. They are overcoming cultural difference. They are overcoming manner of life difference. They are overcoming everything because they Christ. They take Christ as their person. May the Lord bless your going on in the Lord. Okay. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe I should introduce myself formally. I'm Dave Olson, Madison, Wisconsin. Been there less long than Andrew's been in Columbus, about a year. And I just say it is really good to be here. Amen. And I'm not the final speaker, but I'm the final speaker tonight until all of you speak. And tomorrow morning we'll have something. But this has been great. You think?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And I hope this won't just end here. You know, on tomorrow, we'll all go back. Monday, we'll be back in our normal routine somewhat. This is a training. If you go for job training, the reason you go for job training is they train you to do your job, right? Or to do your job better, or to learn some new skill. This is a training, college training. So I don't know what that means, train you for college. But anyway, as college students, this is to train you to live the Christian life on the college campus. I hope you've gotten some help. I think Andrew's sharing was very, very good. This matter of the one new man, the question, who is it? Is it you or is it Jesus? You know, about 4 o'clock this afternoon, I was just wondering, what am I going to share? And about 5 o'clock, I was wondering even more. I got into it, and it's just like, there's nothing here. Just a little short section. And I'd been getting into it all week, and just nothing. And 7 o'clock, we prayed. I felt very peaceful, but I still don't. Until Andrew's sharing, now I got a lot to say. I've got to watch the time. But I want to share a little bit of a historical perspective, starting from Adam and Eve. You know the story of Adam and Eve, right? So Genesis 1:26 is that Adam, right, was a man created in God's image. So he's the one that God desires, God's image, God's likeness. But we all know the story. Adam was alone. And God knew that it wasn't good for man to be alone because God was alone. So what did he do? Adam went into a deep sleep, and God took something from his side, and he built a woman. Now, that woman, you know, he made man from the clay. And he could have done the same thing with woman, right? He could have even just said, man, woman. You know, he can do that. He said, let there be light, and there's, you know, he's God. He can do all that stuff. So it's very significant how this all happened. So we know that Eve is a type or a picture of the church. But you got to realize that Eve is identical to Adam. It's not just, I mean, look at it genetically. I won't draw it. I used to do genetics. But aside from being female, Eve is the same as Adam. She's the reproduction of Adam. The church is the reproduction of Christ. But the church, as the reproduction of Christ, needs to be just Christ. So, you know, if something like this had happened or could have happened, if he took something from Adam's side, and then there happened to be another person there, and he took something from them, and then maybe there's a bunny rabbit, and he took something from the bunny rabbit, and he mixed it all together and created woman, it'd be, I don't know what it would be. But anyway, you wouldn't say it was a pure product out of Adam. And the church should be the pure product out of Christ. It should match Christ as the female, right? Christ as the husband will be the bride. But that's not the situation we have. Now, man became fallen. We know that. He partook of the wrong tree, and something got into him. Negative. Something of the satanic nature, even. So we became fallen and sinful and separated from God. So the Lord Jesus had to come to redeem us, take care of all the negative problems. So positionally, we're okay. But dispositionally, inwardly, even if you know, Andrew's a sinner, and the Lord says, I forgive you, well, he's a forgiven sinner, but he's still him, right? If you're, you know, kids are playing in the mud, and making a big mess, and they come in the house, you say, well, and they say, I'm sorry. You say, okay, I forgive you. They're still filthy, right? So you got to wash them off. But anyway, it's not just a matter of washing. We're just not the same as him, right? You can forgive the dog for doing something, but the dog is not a member of my family. The dog is not like me at all. So the church is not, you know, if you check what church means, you take a poll. Maybe you do this on the campus sometimes. Sometimes we go out and preach the gospel. Just ask people, what do you think it is to be a Christian? And there's all kinds of answers. You can ask them the same thing. What is the church? And they say, I go to church. I go to that building. That's something. You can show them the church is not the building. The church is the people. And so then a lot of people have so-called churches based on a lot of different things. There are national churches based on race. There are churches based on language. There are churches based on a lot of different things. It's a collective of people with kind of a similar interest. But that's not what we're talking about. The church as the body of Christ should be the one new man. Now the enemy is not stupid. And he knows God's goal is not just a group of redeemed people. There are millions, maybe billions, redeemed people in the world today. I don't know how many there are. But they're separate. They're individual. They're isolated. If that's all that God wants, it seems like he should be close to the goal. The enemy knows this is the one new man. And the one new man, the basic question is, it's a matter of person. So you look at our society today, and what do we value, and what are we going towards, and I would say, what have you been constituted with? So I'll take this country since this is where I live. And, you know, the U.S. has always been the nation of rugged individualism. Individualism and the one new man are not things that go together well. But you look at the country, you know, I've been alive a little while. And it's kind of hard to say that. But I do have a historical perspective that's bigger than yours. And once the 1960s hit, the country has gone downhill fast. But you guys don't realize that because that's the culture you've been raised in. So the things that you consider normal, things that you consider okay, I'm not talking about sinful things, I'm talking about ways of thinking, that you consider this is proper, this is good, this is right, it's not that way. You know, person, there's a picture, you know, Adam and Eve, this is like, the two shall become one, right? So this is a picture of marriage. Now in a marriage, at least in this country, the man and the woman get married, and what happens? The woman takes the man's name. And this is actually extremely significant, because what that means is, I am taking you as my person. I'm taking you as my head. And the two should become one. But society today, and I mean, sometimes if you watch, listen to the news, read things, look at TV shows, what is portrayed? That's not what's being promoted. It's, you know, actually today marriage is becoming kind of obsolete. I don't even know why people get married anymore, honestly. I mean, I'm all for marriage. But, you know, the people in the world, why do they even bother? It's like, I'm the man, and here's a woman, we're going to do our own thing. I've got my career, you've got your career. Well, let's have kids. Well, you know, some of them it's like, well, whose last name should they take? Oh, well, let them decide. I mean, yeah. That's not, you know, and there's more and more things that are becoming acceptable that and promoted. You know, this matter of person is just critical. And if you look at, if you take a step back, if you can take a step back and just look at, you know, we've talked about the universities and the things they teach kind of anti-God. For us, that's a little bit easier to see, right? I'm in an anthropology class or I'm in a genetics class, or evolution class or something like that. Maybe you have to take it. And you realize the professor is not a believer. He's an atheist. You can kind of observe that. So then whatever he might say, right, John, you just kind of have to take it, but you can, you know, keep your distance from it. But how about, and I, you know, I just don't want to get into it, but I have a lot to say about this. The things that, you know, what are we living for? Michael, what are you living for? Don't answer. Well, I mean, there's really only one thing to live for. I appreciate this week a lot for me personally. I feel like I've gotten refocused, recalibrated. Last night I went to bed just repenting for just so many things. And I woke up this morning, I started repenting again. And it's not repenting, but it's just like, we're living for this. We got to be living for this. And if we're living for this, then we should live for this. Otherwise, if we're not living for this, at the end, the whole thing is a waste. Right? If you pursue what the world puts in front of you to become someone, actually become someone means become an individual. Right? I'll make a name for myself rather than taking Christ as my name. Taking Christ as my person. I mean, would you give up? And I'm not saying give up, you know, follow the Lord. But give up your future. Right? In a sense, I gave up my future. But as long as I've given up my future, why am I wasting it? Right? I'm not going to be a somebody. My days of being a somebody, I think, are all over. That boat has sailed. You know, if you want to hear past stories, maybe I would entertain you sometime. But, you know, that just isn't going to happen anymore. So as long as I've given that up, then why don't I go 100%? There's just so much in us that's anti. There's a resistance, you know. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's a fact, right? But that has to be our experience. To say, I mean, Andrew's story about, you know, buying the chair. I mean, how many would even consider to ask the Lord that? And if the Lord said, no, don't buy it, how many would listen? Right? But it's a matter of person. Is it me or is it Christ? When the Lord, when you, you know, we might be afraid to ask. Right? I don't want to ask. If I ask, the Lord might say no. Or if I say, Lord, which way should I go? He might say, go that way, and I really want to go that way. if I go this way, I know that I can convince the brothers that that's a good way to go. Oh, yeah. You know, I can justify it a lot of ways. One time there was a certain situation regarding following the Lord in a certain way. And I think this was early on. I felt like the Lord was coming in to touch my life in a way that I wasn't real thrilled about. And so a door opened, a proper door, to follow the Lord a certain way. And there was a message given. After that message, I turned to this brother who I knew very well next to me. I said, that's the way I want to go, to follow the Lord. He looked at me and said, well, we just need to follow the Lord. I mean, I was making my plans to follow the Lord a certain way, and his word to me was, I think he knew. That was a big help to me. I don't know if he ever realized that or not, just to pour cold water on me, when he could have encouraged me to say, oh, that would be great. Shared in the meeting from the ministry to follow the Lord a certain way. That was not the way the Lord was going. So that was a big help to me. So, brothers and sisters, who are you? Who's your person? This is the real question. In the body, this one new man is the body. The body's a matter of life. The new man's a matter of person. My body has one life. It has one person. We can have the same life as Christ and many, many people. No oneness, right? No real oneness, because we're all different persons. And it's something, you know, you can ask the Lord, show me. You know, show me how much I'm not this way. Because like I said, you've been raised in a society wholly under the influence of the devil. And that's easy to say because the whole world lies in the evil one. So since the whole world lies in the evil one, the United States definitely lies in the evil one. And I'm not talking about being led to do sinful worldly things. Don't do that. I'm talking about the rising up and raising up of, I want to be an individual. I want to have a name for myself. I want to be my person. You know, I'm married, and I don't tell my wife, I'm the head, you got to listen. I'd be scared to do that. For a lot of reasons, but one reason is, if I'm going to be the head, I better be right with the Lord. You know, because I've got to be headed up. Right? But the fact is, the two of us are one. And we just decide a lot of things. And I'm not even putting it in the realm of like praying and being one with the Lord, but just even between husband and wife. If she would do something major, right now we're considering a trip, which is a pretty major thing. And if she would call me up and say, hey, I just bought some tickets. It was a good deal. I would say, why didn't we talk about this? We need to talk. And so we've been talking here. I said, why don't we wait till I get home and we can really consider this, what to do. Because we two are one. We need to be one in that way. And we need to be one with the Lord in the same way, actually in a deeper way, an intrinsic way. But the whole current of this age is 100% against that. And if we would say, I'm going to follow the Lord, you know, I believe, you know, I'll speak to the young people, you've got a future ahead of you, some sort. What would you do with it? Some of you, maybe, I don't know you all, could make millions of dollars. You know, I was in science. And one thing I know, there were not that many women in science in terms of faculty, things like that. And if ever there was someone who was promising, they just got pushed, driven, encouraged, you know, people bowed down to them. I'm talking about the women, to be somebody. If that's laid before you, what would you do? I mean, the Lord came. He was being tempted by the devil. The devil offered him the whole world. And we're not talking about following worldly things again, but you got to realize, will you take Christ as your person? Or are you going to pursue your own things? And yet still be in the church life. Still be a good brother, good sister. Come to the meetings. But ultimately, inside of you, you know, how much ground does the Lord have in me? So this is really a big matter. And I think that's all I'll share on that. But pray, saints, really pray. Ask the Lord. Show you. Now this also is a matter, I would just say, this is not a one-time only, you know, see the body, see the one new man. Even becoming one with the Lord in this way, being reconstituted, takes time. But would you go this direction? I believe many of you have plans. You've got your life planned out for the next 5 years, 10 years. Maybe you've got a goal. I had a goal. I won't tell you what it was. My goal, though, was not to be here tonight speaking to you all. In my long-term goal, 2 decades ago. Actually, this is very far from my goal. And it's a goal, I mean, honestly, I could have achieved, I believe. Could have come close. But it was very gradual. I lowered. It was a high goal. Well, I got saved. Came a little lower. Well, if I did that, it's not going to be good for the church life. A little lower. Well, church life's taking a lot of time. I'm loving the Lord. Lower, lower. Eventually, you know, I'm loving the Lord, serving more. Eventually, it's just like, why don't you quit this because you're already at the rock bottom. So when I went full time, it was not like a dramatic change. It's just like, let's just recognize the fact. You know, and tell people that, you know, this job that I supposedly had that I wasn't spending any time on, I'm going to just recognize I'm not doing this anymore. It was almost like a dream. It's like, am I still doing this? You know, because I would go in for about 2 hours a week. It was a pretty good job. So, what do we need to do? Lord Jesus. Let's read Roman numeral 3 together. The new man is Christ constituted into us. An A. As the one who indwells us and who is our life, Christ is the constituent of the new man. Then B. Who joy as the God-allotted portion becomes a constituent of the new man. And then C. Christ is all and in all. In the new man, there is only room for Christ. There is no room for the natural man. Now, this point has to be very clear. You know, this verse, okay, who can recite Colossians 3:11? Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. What this means, where there cannot be, this means it's an impossibility. It can't exist. It's like matter and antimatter. I think I'm not a physicist. Hard science was not my forte. But I think if you put matter and antimatter together, what happens? Explosion, right? They can't exist together. So it's not that we come in the door, hey, Billy, what are you? Huh? You're God, man. Very good. Okay, so you're all going to answer the same thing. So, but anyway, you look around. We got a lot of races, right? And so it's not like when I come in the door, I'll just drop my whatever. It's in the one new man. These things can't exist. It's impossible. If they exist, it's not the one new man. So if we bring in our nationality, bring in our culture, bring in our preference, bring in ourself, bring in our person, it's not the church. All of that stuff is not the church. The only thing that is the church, the only thing that is the body, the only thing that is the one new man is Christ. So there is Christ in all of us. Amen?
Amen.
Where is he? At least in our spirit. We'll get to that in a minute. That part, you can say, is the one new man. So the one new man, you know, it says in verse 10, right before that, I was created according to the image of him who created him. So the new man was created in our spirit. And the day Christ died on the cross, the new man came into existence. We received the Lord as spirit into our spirit. At least that part of us is the created new man. But the rest of us is a big problem. Because, you know, I still like to do things a certain way. How about you, Robbie? I won't even ask Andrew. David, I know, probably more transformed. But, you know, I got up and left the room a little earlier. And maybe someone noticed that. And you know why? I'll tell you. Okay, you took a test earlier, right? And there, some of the saints are grading those tests, so we should appreciate that. They're giving up a lot to take care of you all. But there was a question. And they weren't sure how to do it. Now, they're capable, smart people. There's not a problem. And it's not like I'm the only smart one, so I have to kind of... And it was just a simple thing of... And what it really came down is, Dave, how do you want us to do this? Because I gave them instructions on how it should be graded because I'm in charge. And it's not because I'm great or capable that I'm in charge. Anyone could be in charge. If they were in charge, then they'd make the rules and say, here's how it should be done. But in that sense, I'm the person. I'm the man. You know? That's the only someone I'm ever going to be is like... Maybe in the testing. So to clear it up, they were discussing among themselves, maybe this way, maybe that way. The thing to do was ask. And so then they said, what about? And so I just said, well, and I didn't make it clear, the first point, I think. And so made it clear, and it's like, oh, okay, now we get it. So end of question. So they dropped their, you know, they're all capable. And one said, maybe we should do it this way. One said, maybe we should do it that way. They're all right. There's no wrong answers. It's all a good way to do it. But the thing is, someone needed the decision. And the decision comes to who's in charge. So with us, who's in charge? So who gets to make the decisions? What happens if you make a decision? Yeah, no one new man, right? No Christ. And when we're together... And there will be many, 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 many opportunities. You'll be with brothers and sisters. You'll disagree on what's the right way. And, you know, I've seen a lot of these. I've been involved in a lot of them. And eventually it just gets stronger and stronger, and it's like, I've got my heels dug in. You've got your heels dug in. We're not going to give in because I know my way is the right way. There's no consideration of let's pray. If there is a consideration of let's pray, then it's all taken care of. Because right away the self is denied, and you touch the Lord, and right away you don't realize your way is right or wrong. The other one doesn't realize, oh, my way was right. Or it's just you look at each other and just say, ah, oh, brother, how shall we do this? And forgive me for being so strong. And then you've got peace, and then you've got an expression of Christ. It's not ethics. It's not behavior. You can try that for a while. Here's what we should do. Now, I know I should drop my way. I'll drop my opinion. I'll drop my opinion by myself, in myself, to make myself even stronger. Right? Our self needs to be crucified. It's not a matter of right, wrong. It's just like, just drop it. Is it Christ? Is Christ my person? If there's one person here, then we've got it. But it takes some time, right? Since Christ is all and in all in the new man, and we are part of the new man, we are part of Christ. And the only way for Christ to be all and in all in the new man is for him to be constituted into us.
Amen.
So what do we need to do? We need to eat. Right? We need to spend time. And Andrew was sharing earlier about the scheduling. There's that song that says, take time to behold him. I should say, make time to behold him. Right? It takes time. We have to eat. If we don't eat, we're just quit. If you're not going to eat the Lord, just resign from the Christian life. Because you won't make it. The best you'll have is good behavior. The best you'll have is, oh, he's a good brother. You know, I don't want to criticize anybody, but that term good brother, I just don't like it. If someone says about me, he's a good brother, I just don't really know how to take it. To me, it means good behavior, he's something. If they say he's a real God man, it's like, oh. I maybe don't believe it, but at least that's, you know, hallelujah. There's something there. So we need to eat the Lord. What we eat becomes us, right? You are what you eat. And you can't pretend. I'm bigger than a lot of you, right? But if I said I'm 7 feet tall, would you believe me? If I said I used to be 7 feet tall, would you believe me? Right? It's just, you are. I mean, everyone can see. Have you eaten Christ today? I'm not asking you to answer. But, you know, someone says, have you been enjoying the Lord? You can say yes, but they're going to know, right? Maybe not right that moment, but later when you're having a disagreement, right? When you are doing things and you realize you're not taking Christ as your person. Let's read 4 together. I'll try to finish here. Concerning the new man, we need to be renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. And A says, the new man is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. The image is Christ, God's beloved. The wonderful, glorious, all-inclusive Christ is the expression of God. And 2, it says, we need to be renewed in our mind unto full knowledge according to the expression of God, according to what Christ is. This is, if you're looking for the way, we need, you know, the new man. I won't draw it, but 3 circles, Christ in our spirit, he needs to move out into our soul. The leading part of our soul, as we heard, is our mind. If your mind is lined up, your will and your emotion follow. The mind is the leading part of our soul. Our mind needs to be renewed. you know, our mind... What I was speaking about earlier is really, you know, we've been indoctrinated a certain way our whole life through our education, through society, and it's in there. We need to have our mind renewed. We need to have, in a very positive sense, have our brain washed. I mean, there's all kinds of negative things. Right now, is anyone having a thought, I disagree? No one would admit that. An hour ago? Okay. We'll talk. but, you know, these things come up. I disagree. Not to mention all the sinful worldly things. You know, we've been constituted with all kinds of junk. But there's some intrinsic things that we've been constituted with. You know, the devil is anti-God, is for himself, he's proud, all these things. And if you think that's not in you, you need a little light. As you get older, and I'm still not old, but you begin to realize what's in you. And you can say, in me, in my flesh, I know that nothing good dwells. I'm not a good person. So my only hope is Christ. But for that, I need to have my mind renewed. And we renew our mind how? In B. Let's read that together. The renewing of the new man depends on our seeking the things which are above. Then one, we turn to the heavenly Christ with all his activities and set our mind on these things. The renewing of the new man will take place spontaneously. You know, this is all a matter of life. That's what's so good. It's you can't try to do this. It doesn't work. You can't try to be the new man. You can't try. Let's corporately, you know, okay, let's you know, take everybody in this room and devoid of the life of God, let's have the church life and let's have the expression of oneness among us. How long would you give us? Well, you guys are less generous than I am. You know, I'd give us a week. And by the end of a week, we'd probably have five or six different groups, right? It might be divided along all kinds of different lines because we'd find ones we agree with, right? But this is a matter of life. When we come to the Word shines on us. When we pray, right, we saw earlier, what's the best way to set your mind or the unique way to set your mind in the things which are above? We need to pray. In other words, we need to use our spirit. We need to use our spirit to receive more of the Lord so this can saturate our soul.
Amen.
And get into our mind. Ephesians 4 talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind, which I always found to be a very strange phrase. What spirit of your mind? I got a spirit, I got a mind. What's the spirit of your mind? It means it's not the mind of the spirit, it's the spirit of your mind. Your spirit has invaded your mind, which is a very, very good thing. You want to think the way Jesus thinks?
Amen.
You want to have the same goal, same heart that Jesus has?
Amen.
We need to have his mind. Let
Amen.
This mind be in you.
Amen.
How can this mind be in us unless our mind is renewed?
Amen.
Be transformed. How?
Amen.
By the renewing of the mind.
Amen.
The mind is the key element.
Amen.
Now, if you're like me, years ago and even today, I like to hold on to my mind. We're not talking about losing our mind, but I want to think the way I think, right? I disagree with the way some people think, right? And I'm afraid, what if I start thinking like the Lord? This is my fear 20 years ago. Maybe I'll get crazy like those people. Maybe I'll quit my job, go full time. Yeah, I knew that one was coming a long time ago. I had a real struggle with that one. But eventually, you know, this word spontaneously, the putting on the new man, the renewing of the mind, this has to do with our taking in the life of God. I mean, you think, well, don't think too much. Take a moment and think about what you think about. What do you think about all this? You know, when it says set your mind on the things above, what do you even think that is? You know, we've had some sharing about that, so we should be more clear now. But before it's like, you know, set your mind on Christ, right? We see Jesus. What do we see? It says renewed unto full knowledge. We need more knowledge. Actually, look at it this way. How many of you, is this your first college training? We asked this before, but now you can say you're graduating. So before you came, did you have any kind of trepidation about it? Kind of uncertainty, what is this? Is this going to be good? Is this worth my time? Worth $250? Worth traveling? Worth having to tell my friends I'm taking a week to go to Fairborn, Ohio? my 1 week off during the summer, and I go to Fairborn, Ohio. You know, there ain't much here. Other than the college training. Right? Oh, that's that way a lot of places. Actually, when you get right down to it, no place is anything. If there's no church life there, I just don't want to go there. Right? But you gave the... Now, and you don't need to answer this, but I hope the answer would be, now when you go back to wherever you were and you talk to someone, and someone asks you, what did you do? What did you do? I went to the college training. Oh, wow. What are you going to do next summer? I'm going to go back. Amen. You want to go with me? Right? It's because you have some knowledge about this now. Right? You know, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Right? Christ is excellent. But do you know he's excellent? And how much do you know he's excellent? Our mind needs to be renewed unto the full knowledge, right, according to the image of him who created him. Right? We need to come into this kind of full function. But our mind needs to be renewed. You've got to get into the Word. You've got to spend time with the Lord. You've got to set your mind on the things that are above. I think one really good way to do that, you know, what's above right now? What? We need to have our minds renewed. Set your sights a little higher. Third heavens, right? Christ is there. What's he doing? Interceding. What's he interceding for? Why is he interceding? What's he want? The church, which is the one new man. How's he going to get it? We have to join with him. It's a wonderful enterprise.
Amen.
Right? You set your mind on that. Right? It's not just, let me consider what God looks like or think about what Jesus. You know, it's like, Lord, I want to be one with you.
Amen.
Today, let's pray. And then this transmission. We're joined to the heavens. Right? And, you know, what, Lord, what are you doing today? I've set my mind on the heavens. I'm one with the Lord. I'm preaching the gospel today. I'm studying for my exam today. Why am I studying for my exam? So I can graduate, right? So I can get a good job for the Lord's purpose. So I can graduate, so I can have my training done with school, so I can go full time, right? I'm living for the Lord. I'm living for the Lord's purpose. I'm going this direction, right? Because the Lord is my person. So may we all take this. Christ as my person must possess my heart and be preeminent in every part. Former owner died, but haunts it still. Oh, Lord, move in. My mind, emotion, will now welcome thee. Do we finish? Yeah, let's read the focus together. The new man is the ultimate goal of God's economy.
And has been created, but requires our
cooperation to put on the new man. To be constituted with the new man, Christ, and to be renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him.